For today's In Touch, I talked to Waco Superintendent Daryl Smith about this week's school board meeting.
One of the neat things that we discussed in recognition, where we recognize our staff and students, and one thing I want to make sure we get out there, Renee Reichenbach teaches social studies for us at the high school. She received third prize at the University of Northern Iowa for her master's thesis from the entire college. So they submitted her thesis, and she finished third throughout all of the University of Northern Iowa master's degree people, which I think is kind of neat. It shows that we do have a lady that's willing to further her education and do a good job of it. So congratulations to Renee for that one. As we go through the agenda, we had a couple of things because of the weather that couldn't make it. The board did approve in the 2014-2015 school calendar a start date no earlier than August 19th, and we're to end school no later than May 21st. And, of course, we're doing a calendar on the 1,080 hours because of our 4+1 program. So that'll be interesting as we work through that, and our district leadership team will develop the internal workings of it, and then we'll publish that. Approved new gym bleachers at the high school gym at 73,432 from Seating and Athletic Facility Enterprises. So we're moving forward with our facilities and an SBR application for modified allowable growth. And you get those for three reasons. Ours happens to be, unfortunately, for increase in open enrollment out. We hope to turn that around. And the request for increase in long-term substitute compensation was died for lack of a second. Then we talked about some facilities, and we're looking at getting quotes for new football bleachers, paving the elementary parking lot, and possibly a new weight room, and we're beginning to look at a new auditorium at the junior-senior high. So we're moving forward with our facilities and trying to increase them and make them better for kids to learn.
And those are some big projects you guys have slated there. Is that a part of a 10-year plan or something, or is that something you'd like to tackle in the next few years?
That's something we're looking at, possibly getting those completed within a 5-year period. We met with the Booster Club and the foundation, and we're trying to put a plan together to raise funds and for those projects. With the weight room, we have an offer of a donation, which is significant. With the paving the parking lot, we could possibly do that through our save money. And we're looking at a safe room grant for our auditorium, where the federal government funds 75% of it, the state funds 10, and then there's a local match of 15, which we can do against our 1-cent sales tax, but we'd also like to look at raising some funds and doing some fundraisers for the athletic boosters and also the foundation.
Would you look at all at a bond issuance?
We wouldn't want to do a general obligation bond. If we have the capability, we have to talk to Piper Jaffrey about what our bonding capacity would be against our 1-cent sales tax or our save money. And I always want them to tell me what we can and can't do, because that's what they do for a living.
Absolutely. You mentioned that you've got a donor in the community. You've mentioned in the past that people have come forward saying that they'd be willing to help out financially with projects. How unique is that, do you think? Community members so willing to be involved in the workings of the school district?
I think, Nathan, you know, it's not only community members here, but it's also past graduates have contacted us that live in other communities and even other states about the possibility of helping with projects that we may have. And I think that just shows also the local community and past graduates of saying, you know, Waco's important. We want to make sure that Waco's around for many, many years, because the school is important to a community. And I believe that the community wants to support the schools the best they can, and I appreciate them stepping up and saying, we're going to do this. And the other side of the coin is sometimes we have to ask, too. And when you ask, sometimes you're told no, and sometimes you're told yes. And it's just sometimes that's a matter of perseverance. But the attitude within the community now, which we like in the culture and climate, is Waco's going to be here, and we're not going to let Waco die. We want Waco to be here for many years. And that's from our alumni and also from a lot of people in our communities.
And with your 4-day school week, you're going to enter your second year of that next year. Any big changes to that or any additions that you're thinking about for that plus one Friday?
We're looking at some of the options that we have on the table and we have yet to explore with the district leadership team. And one of them is how we're going to make days up, because that's been kind of inconsistent for people, and we've got to get that word out. So when we do the internal workings of the calendar, we're going to have to get that solid, so that people know when we put out the calendar, these are days that we'll use for makeup days. We certainly hope we don't have the winter next year that we've had this year. I mean, we've had some good ones in the past, but that's something you have to plan for. We want to be able to get a consistent calendar with the 4+1. Makeup days are a big problem, especially since we're going to 1,080 hours as opposed to 180 days. Nathan, I do have one more. The foundation, this is the 10th year anniversary of the Waco Foundation, and we're going to get involved in some of these projects and talk to people about doing it and enlisting people to help us raise funds and that stuff. But also, we need some application for a distinguished graduate. So if anybody knows anyone out there who has distinguished themselves in their community, in the state, in the country, in the world, and it doesn't have to be a Waco graduate. It's nice that it is, but it could also be a graduate from Crawfordville High School, Olds High School, or Wayland High School, or any school with that now currently makes up Waco. So if anybody knows anybody, please contact my office, and we will get the forms to you, and so we get somebody. We need a distinguished graduate out there.
That was my conversation with Waco Superintendent Daryl Smith. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.